I just would like to share my experience when I met Lompo Cha. Accidentally, I have met a family who support the my temple, and also they quite rich because he was, during the time he is director general of a department, and also she is a teacher. So she, they would like to offer the land to Lompo Cha to start the temple in Chonburi, I would say that in east of Bangkok. But I could not understand the purpose at the beginning of offering the land to Lompo Cha. And then they asked me to go with them from Bangkok. And then when we arrived there in the morning from the train station, we take the bus to nearby the road, and then we walk to Wat Nong Pa Phung. We meet him there and just went to see him. So I feel very, very, I would say that very happy, very calm. I feel very impressed what I have met Lompo Cha, because really I have heard Lompo Cha more than 20 years before that, because from my village I moved to the city close by Yasothon. That day just when I was like 13 years old, and then in that area he is well known during that time, and so I have a chance to meet him, and then we just tell him about why we have been there, we are there. So he just said, yes, that's good. Now you have the good heart to offer the land to build the forest temple. And he does not talk much about the land, because just 10 rai means like 3.5 acres. But they got like 200 acres, means 500 rai they got. So I think the second trip, maybe we didn't have a chance to talk much because many people waiting, and he sent the people to went to see that land, and we went back to see him, and he still remember us, all of us. And he asked about the land, the road to the land. But I know that he already know how is the land, how that property. He know everything. And he asked about the road to go to that land from the main road. So a lady who owned the land told him that, oh, the dusty road, bumping road, so something like that. It takes about 10 minutes, 20 minutes from the main road. But just dusty road. And then when she just informed him, he start to talk about the road, that dusty road. He said that, oh, that is the nature is like that, because it's not developed yet. I think in the future it should be developed. But the dust, what we see on the road, is the nature, is nice. But the dust in our mind is more important. He talk about the Dhamma. So to clean up the dust in the mind, he start to he realized something about the couple might be upset, because he would say no at the end to about accepting the land and about that property. And then he just give the in I would say that instruction about how to take care themselves, and at the end he said that you have the good heart, you want to offer the land to the temple, to this temple, already you got merit, you get merit, the goodness in your heart. So, but because the temple, this means what Nong Pa Phong has a lot of the things to do, so we just not the right time yet, but we consider about that. And then he still mentioned about the dusty road again. He still mentioned about that. Just clean up the mind, something like that. So, and then after the temple in Wat Nong Pa Phong, I went to visit Wat Pa Nana Chat, and the first time I have a chance to talk to Farang monk, means Ajahn Papakaru was the abbot during that time. So, and then